All right. Good evening. I'll call this meeting to order at 6:35. Will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance? Michael, you two at home, just pretend you can see the flag.
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, I will, thank you. I'll declare a quorum with Katie and myself here and Michael here over the phone. We'll go to the meeting or the minutes from last month. It was our October 15th regular monthly meeting. Again, these are sent around. Both Michael does these up, he sends them to Katie and I and go through them. So I'll put a motion on the table to accept the meetings from or the minutes from last month. So moved.
Second.
Michael, motion's been made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Do you want to go third? Is that how you want to do this?
Yes, sir.
So you can keep notes? All right. You've done that in the past.
Sir.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Going into the reports, the overseer's report again will be available on the website. I apologize, that was my oversight for tonight's meeting. I just screwed that up. I will get that in on there. Michael, do you have anything in the clerk's report?
No, I don't. Normal stuff. The only thing I did want to bring up is I saw some comments about the snow removal that we had on the last snow.
Okay.
And I just want to set just put it in the context for everyone. Randy was having problems getting it on there, and I actually went over there to help him, and it took us a while to figure out how to get it on and get it to lock in correctly. So that's the reason why it took a little bit longer to get the plow out there to get the road cleared.
Right. You're talking about the plow in front of the red truck?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Can everybody hear that? Kind of, sort of? Okay. Did you have anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. And just a quick note on that. We also have a new pad enclosure area at the shop that we built that we're going to stockpile salt and sand to be able to use in our spreader for the winter. So whenever storms are coming up, we're already going to have stuff on site, so we don't have to go out to Butler County to get that in El Dorado. We'll have it here. Okay, Katie?
I'm just going to jump straight into the financial reports. We had a beginning bank balance for the month of October of $412,255.45. We had cleared transactions giving us a cleared bank balance of $378,252.07. Then we had some uncleared transactions leaving us with a cash balance of $374,510.60.
Okay.
Details on all of that should be in the reports.
Okay. And vouchers.
And then, yep.
Okay.
Ready for vouchers?
Michael? Michael, did we lose you?
I'm getting a really bad signal from you guys.
Okay. Are you ready for vouchers?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So for everything that we incurred in the month of October, same with the minutes, I put everything together. I send it to Jeff and Michael to make sure I didn't miss anything, mistype anything or anything like that. And if everything looks good for them, then I make a final copy to vote on here. So I move to approve the vouchers incurred in October of 2020.
I'll second that. Michael, motion's been made to approve the vouchers from last month. And seconded, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. If you want to just add that to that description.
Oh.
So it doesn't look like it's one pair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Believe me, I would have had questions if it was one pair.
Yeah. One of the descriptions just said for gloves, and it was $120, but it was actually 10 pairs, not one pair for $120. Okay, the trustees report, the update on the BOMAG project with Butler County, they are still working on Ohio Street in Augusta. They've been plagued by COVID, between having a couple guys out, then guys go into quarantine, then as guys come out of quarantine, they'll have somebody else go in. So it's still gonna happen for County Line 3, between 150th and 140th, and 140th from County Line to Rose Hill Road. They're looking at, best case would be next Tuesday or Wednesday, but with that being Thanksgiving week and shortened, it'll probably be the week after that. So right around December 1st, we're guessing. The 30th of November, that's the first. So it's still in process and still coming shortly. Let's see, the guys have been trimming a bunch of trees on Prairie Creek in mile 2. We got quite a bit done there that hadn't been done for a while. A few driveway culverts. Two or three driveway culverts on top of the grading and rock that Randy and Steve were doing. We've been very much just kind of piecemealing hours and shifts together. We still have Randy full-time. We have Steve part-time, although he's taken a different job with Belger, so he's more on just weekends now. We hired a part-time guy, Jarrett, to fill in when he can. We also still have Jeff Johnson from Sedgwick County. He's been definitely putting in a bunch of hours on the weekends and then during the week when he can. And then also Doug Youngers came back to help out, came out of retirement to help us out just to get to the end of the year, basically, so that Chris can make his own decisions on personnel going forward. I should say the new board, but that they can make those choices. Okay. Let's see, we're gonna go into the board business. First item on here is we've got a couple of pay raises and then some year-end bonuses for the guys. Jarrett, we had put on a 60-day probation just for as a trial period. He's getting a small bump. Randy, what, sorry?
Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, not Randy. Jeff, because he had passed his one-year anniversary with us, a small bump as well. So I'll put a motion on the table to approve the pay raises and year-end bonuses in accordance with the evaluations that we did. So moved.
You didn't discuss the year-end bonuses, you just discussed the pay raises.
What do you mean? Just now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we usually don't, because we don't say it in here so that the guys find out before we actually tell them. But then it comes out in the paperwork, and everybody knows what it is.
Okay, so you're not going to list who's getting the bonuses in the meeting?
Well, we haven't in the past.
Okay.
Well, I thought we always wanted to make it a surprise for the guys. $500, $500, and $1,500. Well, frankly, that's for Randy, who has stepped up into the overseer role now that Robert's left for a month and a half. And it's also based on the entire year's performance. It's not just, you know, recently.
What about Gail?
Gail's such a pain in my butt, man. He doesn't. I try to give Gail more money. He keeps turning me down. So he just likes what he's doing, I guess.
When you ever try to give him
more money. Huh? That is so not true. When we. Oh man. All right. So anyway, okay. There is a motion on the table. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion's made and second. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. 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 And then what, let's see, in the last couple of years, what's come up with Butler County is it works better for them getting on their schedule for their chip seal work that they do with the townships. So we have filled out an agreement with them for next summer. It's just the roads that we've already talked about. It doesn't have a final dollar amount because they don't know their oil costs until they get their contract done next year. But it puts us on their books. It puts us in their schedule so that they know how many miles and they can plan for that. So I will
But we should have the funds because it's chip seal stuff that we weren't able to do this year because it got too late in the year.
Yeah, it's definitely well within. It's not even a third of the remaining balance that's in the bank right now. Yeah, the money's there easily. Okay, so I will put a motion on the table to approve the agreement with Butler County Public Works for next summer's 2021 chip seal projects. So moved.
Second.
Motion is made and second. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 So just a dumb question. What if I don't approve one of these times? Do you two just wait, like, forever? Just wondering.
I just thought it would sound weird if I go, okay, those in favor say aye, and then I say aye right away. So
I was just wondering, because I always seem to go first. Michael
then yell at Michael for always wanting to go third then. He's the one taking notes, so he always wants to go last. Fine, I'll do it on this one. I don't care. All right, and then Michael, we got the invoice for the speed limit signs that we talked about. There were 85 signs and posts. Yes, the square posts. The one number Michael didn't have was for shipping. So the range is on here on the agenda. So we'll put a motion on the table to approve the purchase of the township signage. Cost ranging from $5,054 to $5,200. So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Michael, you and I both said it at the same time. I don't know if you heard that.
I did hear it.
All right. Okay. And we'll go into discussion if anybody had any questions. Everybody's ducking the germs. Go ahead.
I'd like to have the township folks come out and look. I'm going to do some work on my driveway.
Okay.
And I want to make sure it's not going to negatively impact the mulberry.
Okay. Shoot, I was literally just there this morning. I was looking at the under the road culvert just south of your driveway.
Ah, okay.
But that's fine.
Okay. We can also talk about that too, I guess.
Okay.
I'll
just meet you afterwards. Sorry, Michael, one second. I'll just meet you after tonight and get your phone number again, and
okay.
I'll meet you.
All right.
Okay. Michael, that was Jim Barth asking about some driveway work on North Mulberry, north of 150th.
Thank you.
Welcome. Anybody else?
I have a question about the circle. I don't know if you would know. Are they planning on having lights?
No.
Not traffic light, but street lights.
Oh, street lights.
Very dark.
That I don't know. I'll be honest. I haven't heard. Ed, do you remember off the original diagrams?
No.
I think you're at a lot of those meetings, right? Okay.
There's what lights are now, you know.
They surely will. It'd be ridiculous not to have them.
You'd think.
Yeah.
something.
I say that about a lot of stuff, though.
Of course, there's no common sense in anything anymore.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, anybody else? All right, thank you. I will call us adjourned.